BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. Six games this weekend here on the Beaver Radio Network. Men's and women's hockey both at home, plus Beaver men's basketball at home. Details are next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver track and field team will open up the season this weekend, hosting a meet at the BSU Rec Center. Beavers will host St. Cloud State and Winona State University in the Craig Hogan Triangular. Last year, the Beavers' Zoe Christensen qualified for the NCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships. She got to Birmingham, Alabama, right before the NCAA shut down all winter and spring sports. She still says that the atmosphere there makes her want to get back there.
Getting down there to Alabama, it was kind of just like a surreal, the entire environment at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. You could tell everyone was just there in game mode, even though we got there on Wednesday, which was 2 days before competition, but still it was game mode. And you could tell it's kind of intense, but everyone was still having a good time. But the atmosphere at the NCAA Indoor Championships was just a different type of track meet atmosphere that I've had rather than at any other track meet.
BSU women's basketball team running a 3-game winning streak. We'll head on the road to the University of Mary this weekend. Beavers swept Minnesota State Moorhead last weekend, winning by 21 points on Friday, 15 points then on Saturday. Beavers' Coley Resbeck coming off the bench to play stellar defense all weekend long. And while she likes to score offensively, the defensive end of the court is where she takes the most pride.
You know, most people would say offense, but I feel more confident myself defensively just because, offense, everyone loves to score, but you win games defensively, so... You know, offense is more fun, but defense is where you win games.
BSU men's basketball team won their opener against Minnesota State Mankato New Year's weekend. They haven't won since. Beavers return home to take on the University of Mary this weekend. Beaver redshirt freshman Dalton Albrecht got a lot bigger and a lot stronger in his redshirt year, which allows him to wear multiple hats while on the court.
Just to go out there and whatever they need, honestly. Need rebounds, points, just try and do whatever I need to do to help us win. Play defense.
Beaver women's hockey team lost and tied last weekend. They're winless now in their last six games. Beavers return home to take on Minnesota Duluth this weekend. The Bulldogs ranked sixth in the country. The Beavers' Maya Nugent says despite not having won a game in a while, they still have a lot of confidence in that locker room.
The overall atmosphere and energy of our team in the locker room before games was just very focused and just want to get the job done.
BSU men's hockey team will host Bowling Green this weekend for the third and fourth straight times. Beaver series last weekend with Alabama Huntsville postponed because of a COVID outbreak in Huntsville. Beaver power play has struggled so far this year. They did score a power play goal each night 2 weeks ago in Bowling Green. Just so happens that Elias Rosen came back that weekend, missing a couple of weeks because of injury. Rosen's shot from the point, undeniably one of his strong points in his game. And it's an area he's worked hard at.
I've just been trying to work on it all the time here after practice and before practice. And Travis is helping us a lot in the decor with working on the blue line, stepping back and forth and creating deception. But
that's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.